Hey everyone, we'll get you to the show in a second. Just want to give you the heads up about our latest Red Men Plus special offer. If you want even more Liverpool content in your lives, both in video and podcast forms, simply head to redmenplus.com. And if you sign up as a yearly captain subscriber and use the promo code RACE, R-A-C-E, you'll get 50% off a yearly subscription. So yeah, that'll get you covered for the rest of this amazing season, the search for a new manager, the summer transfer window, and pretty much all of the new manager's first season as well. So yeah, redmenplus.com, yearly captain subscription, promo code RACE, and get 50% off. I'll see you all over there. Hope you enjoy this podcast that's about to start right now.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men News. It is Monday. I am back and I am joined by Mr. Ross Chanley for this one. We're going to get through all the biggest news topics in the world of football. No surprises or guesses really allowed for what the topics of discussion might well kind of gravitate around. But we are brought to you in association with Beer 52. You guys can get a free case of 8 craft beers, a magazine and a snack for just $4.95 postage. And right now, Red Men TV listeners and viewers are getting 2 free beers, which equals a grand total of 10. Count them, 10 free beers. That's 10 free beers. Beer 52 are the world's most popular craft beer discovery club. And every month now, they have a different theme, which they send to you. You can also leave it at any time. Make sure you go to www.beer52. That's the word beer and the numbers 52.com/redmen, R-E-D-M-E-N, to claim your first case free. Some of the beers that you might get along the lines, I've had the Beer 52 subscription. I've got this one here, which is the Gun Brewery Milk Stout. There is the Glenafric Brewery, I Can't Believe It's Nutella, which I am very, very excited about. Now, I've been poorly for the last 2 weeks. I've not been able to drink. This has been looking at me in the fridge for that entire time. And as another example, just to mix it up, there is the Zero Gravity Brute IPA as well. Now, just obviously to make things clear, the beers that you get in your pack will not necessarily be the ones that we've got, but yeah, they are going to be tasty, delicious, and very, very interesting as well. So go to beer52.com/Redmen. The link will be in the description underneath. Ross.
Hi. Hiya, you okay? You feeling better?
I'm alive.
Okay, sound. Let's get into some news then. Something which broke last night, Paul. It's from Miguel Delaney of The Independent. Oh my God. Sounds on. The Premier League has developed plans for clubs to play televised games in isolated World Cup-style camps in the Midlands and London over June and July in order to try and finish the 1920 season amid the coronavirus pandemic. The huge broadcasting contracts and other financial concerns have increased the pressure on clubs to complete the season, but one considerable advantage is the idea that it would be a TV mega event. The Independent has been told that plans have been drawn up to televise all remaining 92 with a handful on every other day over the summer months. Policies good in the sense that football might be coming back, a small inkling.
And
for the past 2 weeks, we've all caveated this with the safety of fans, players, and everyone else involved.
Yeah, there's going to be a ton of people whose immediate reaction to this is either one way or the other. There's very rarely a middle ground and at the moment, is there? And understandably, I think, you know, I'm seeing people having to apologise for say, like the Swiss Ramble having to apologise for putting tweets out about football clubs' finances. It's like people are supposed to carry on to the best of their abilities and what they're able to do, particularly if you're just working from home. And whatever, God knows it's what we're doing. There are loads more important things, but people also need a distraction. And you're right, provided there's a way to do it as safely and as possible, which is, again, ultimately not up to us. We don't understand these things enough to be able to say whether this can be done in a safe way or not. There is obviously a massive degree to which this is, and it's mentioned there, there's financial considerations, which from one perspective you can call greed. From another perspective, you can call the people just protecting the industry and protecting the business and what have you. From a personal perspective, I've literally had coronavirus for the last 2 weeks. I have not been able to leave the house. I've been pinned to my bed for that whole time. And if I'd had some football to watch during that period, I'd have felt a damn sight better. But that's just my selfish take on it. Taking aside the coronavirus stuff, Ross, just the way it's being phrased sounds dead exciting to me.
Yeah, it sounds really good, but anything would sound good at the minute. A Super Sunday, Burnley versus Norwich would sound fucking brilliant, yeah. Right? Wouldn't it?
We have three-man sack races to decide the Premier League, everybody. Yeah, that's all it's
going to be. From having no football to having a massive injection and then kind of getting our fix of football. But one of the things like I've pushed the past couple of weeks, and it's in there as well, the government are backing this idea, Paul, because it's, you know, we talk about people's physical health with the coronavirus and stuff, but it's really important to remember people's mental health. You just touched on it there. Everyone's at home in isolation. We have to remember that people, you know, aren't as lucky to be, you know, with family. They might be living alone. They might not be used to, you know, having nothing. And it's weird because we had a chat last night and it's different. You can try and put it in the context of like, oh, just pretend the season's finished and carry on. But there's no transfer news. There's no nothing going on. You're trying to fill a void with nothing.
We're selfish in so much as, and our perspective is, you pointed out, I don't know if you've covered it last week, but like that Rory Smith thread about the tribalism and people's hot takes on all of these things. Nobody's impartial in this. Even the people who think they're impartial are having it tainted in one way or another. If you're a football fan and you've got an opinion on this, your opinion is tainted by your football fandom. And, you know, and it was double so because obviously, hey, look, we do football content for a living. That keeps food on our tables. So in our perspective, it is a bit selfish that we kind of want something to come back. But I agree. And look, there was a point last week where I'd seen everything on the internet, literally everything there was to see on the whole internet.
Everything.
I'm so bored. I know, honestly, mate. Apart from the particulars, I couldn't move. I wish that, apart from one particular. Anyway, like Rafa Nadal. I don't know. Taking away the health factors, which you can't, but also I'm not knowledgeable enough to be able to comment on. From a pure entertainment perspective, and look, I see WWE still going ahead with WrestleMania. I see All Elite Wrestling. Is it right? That right? The one, the newer one. They're going ahead with, they're doing behind closed doors stuff, and some people are calling them stupid for it. But you know, people who are fans of those things, you know, there's going to be millions of people are going to tune in and watch WrestleMania next weekend from the WWE Performance Center with no audience because it's a tentpole event. These things have kind of, in some respects, the show must go on, but as long as it's done in a way that doesn't catastrophically ruin the entire country's health in a really, really big way. Yeah, maybe. Stan Collymore's had his say on it, hasn't he?
Yeah, so again, on the idea of the quarantine thing, having these players in isolated camps is all well and good, but he questions, you know, hotel staff, paramedics, referees, physios, food supplies, security staff. You know, you can't put, you know, it's a lot of people. There's probably more than that as well. You know, we think of, you know, if it's going to be on TV, you've got cameramen, directors, you know, production runners, the people that are running VAR and all this as well. It's a lot to ask. It's not just 11 lads from your team, is it? You know, yeah. It's potentially hundreds of people in isolation for over a month.
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of the VAR people aren't able to leave the VAR booth for the whole of the time. That'd be amazing. I want a Big Brother style camera set up in there to see whether they live through it or whatever. Just that you just got, like, they bring David Ellery out, they have a call like they're doing for all the retired NHS workers to come back, like a call for all retired referees to come back into the game. So you've got Pierluigi Collina and David Ellery. Just sitting around in the bills in this little sweaty room in Stockley Park. Look, again, this is the thing, and Colin was right to point all these things out, but I can't imagine that these plans haven't been drawn up without these things taken into consideration. I mean, look, we're still living in a mad world where there's lots of people going into big offices or building sites or doing whatever, people still working without proper safety. They're getting their heads around it. There's going to be lots and lots of mitigating circumstances and lots of factors to be considered. Like I say, I'm sure, I hope, I hope, as I'm sure, I hope that these factors have been taken into account by someone anyway. Yeah.
I think the biggest issue that people have got with this, Paul, is the fact that if you've got paramedics or NHS workers going to the football, where they can be used, you know, in hospitals or private hospitals or elsewhere in that country. Back on the trial, Harry Kane did an interview. He did a live Q&A with Harry Redknapp on Instagram. But he said end of the June is the limit for the season, says Harry Kane. He said, I know the Premier League will do everything can to finish the season. there needs to be a point now where enough is enough. Probably the limit is, for me, is the end of June. This is Harry Kane, who's sitting eighth in the Premier League table, Paul. I'm not sure where his agenda's coming from.
Honestly, this is where we're at, and this is the problem. And look, this is just, it's just a world of opinions, isn't it? A world of people just promoting their own agendas. And I say, Harry Kane probably doesn't feel he's got an agenda here. He's probably convinced himself that this point is a really, really, really valid one. But I love the idea of it, like, just putting an arbitrary date on it. Like, saying it should be scrapped if it can't be completed by the end of June. Why? I mean, what's going to happen? What does he think is going to happen? This is my thing on this, is that people keep saying, like, end of June. And what? Because I think everyone's got it in their heads that somehow the current season is causing coronavirus, and what we've got to do is burn the current season, and that will end coronavirus for everyone. There's a good chance that, you know, the next season might not be able to start. There's a good chance the season might not start till like next year because of all these things. So yeah, I mean, ultimately Harry Kane having a chat with Harry Redknapp about something, I mean, this is where we're at, isn't it? And God knows you've been doing these shows for the last 2 weeks. Is this what it's been like?
This is good. It's been fucking worse than this. That Q&A did with Jamie Redknapp was he hinted that he might leave Spurs and he wasn't going to sit around forever. So maybe he wants the season to end so he can fucking move on the transfer window can open. So who knows? In the interest of fairness and in balance, Paul.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ilkay Gundogan's been doing an interview as well. He said it would be okay if Liverpool were handed the Premier League title. Obviously, Liverpool 25 points clear. You know, I just wanted to bring it in the interest of fairness, really. You know, there's someone there who's, I don't, maybe you can't have an agenda because they're so far behind, but, you know, for someone from Manchester City to openly say, well, Liverpool deserve the title, basically, I thought was actually quite nice.
What I think is lovely, and I've seen a couple of examples of this over the last week or so, there's obviously, like I've seen Stehausen and his Stretford Paddock Twitter account or whatever going on about there's people who are top clubs who want the season voided, and that'd be bad for Liverpool. And there's a picture of like the Man United players celebrating or whatever, and then it comes out the next day that like Man United are not one of the clubs that wanted to be voided. And so yeah, you've got this. You've got this is the point about the tribalism stuff, is that from a sporting perspective, people it's not about whether the league finishes or not, like, because whether Liverpool are handed the title or not is a different thing. People don't want Liverpool to be handed the title because they don't like Liverpool, but that's fans. There's not many players, I imagine, who would be so vindictive about that in a sporting sense, because they can all put themselves into those shoes and say, God, imagine if that was me. Imagine if that was our chance. You know, they've seen how good Liverpool have been up close. But let's also not forget that Ilkay Gundogan absolutely loves Jurgen Klopp. So he's absolutely, he's like an agent in our camp, in a rival camp so far when it comes to this. He'll be flying the flag for giving Liverpool the title all day long because he wants Jurgen Klopp to be happy, which is great.
And then finally, Liverpool training plan revealed. Jordan Henderson has been doing an interview. He's kind of discussed what the players are up to. Obviously, they've been at home. They've had their own training schedules, you know, to keep up fitness. It's also really hard for them, as you can imagine. You know, we're having to work isolated and keeping touch. So for players to actually do a team game, they're going to step it up a bit. And you know, they've got WhatsApp groups on the go. But they're going to start doing training sessions via Skype and other such methods to kind of work on, you know, tactical things and kind of group training. I think more, you know, probably for morale, Paul, you know, we mentioned isolation before, and, you know, they're such a tight-knit group, which we've spoke about all season, and working with each other day in, day out, you know, through the good times and the bad, for them to kind of regroup and be as set as possibly they can if the season is to come back.
Yeah, it's a really weird one. There's probably some football camps that are just dead happy that they're not amongst each other, you know. But the Liverpool one, yeah, you can see that it's so built on the camaraderie, it's built on the interpersonal relationships. And there's going to come a point, isn't there, at some point in the not too distant future where Liverpool are going to go back to training again. I think that's the thing about all of this stuff, just kind of swinging back to the Miguel Delaney article at the start, is that so much of this right here, right now, is based on the current circumstances, you know, and everyone's got their knowledge. Everyone has become an absolute global expert on this because we've had nothing to do but read every single scrap of information, an article and what have you around it, you know. So, you know, I hear people saying that, well, you know, it's not, Fussy's not coming back until the 30th of April at the very earliest. Well, some people saying that'll be around the time that it's up, the virus is at its peak in this country, so that'll be absolutely impossible. And other people saying, well, you know, no, it's going to be for another 2 months. Yeah, in all, at some point, footy will have to get back to some semblance of normality. And I hope it's not at a point. I mean, the good thing from Liverpool's perspective is that everyone else is in the same boat. So it's not like Liverpool are losing ground in terms of these things. But yeah, it's just from a personal perspective, it's a bit of a shame, because I can appreciate it from their end, where they're all active, healthy young men. They all are used to this kind of environment. And we talk about the mental health and all that kind of stuff. Like, that must be a very mad thing. I've seen footballers retire and go off the wagon completely because they need that structure in their lives. So yeah, no, I don't know what the answer is. No one knows. None of us knows what the answer is really at this point. But I hope whatever Liverpool do, I think we've got to trust that they've been the smartest men in the room for a couple of years now, with regards to marginal gains and all that. Hopefully, they have a decent solution to the problem.
Yeah, and currently, in interest of Liverpool, we're probably on the longest run of the first place position in the Premier League has ever seen. Probably carry on.
Record breakers.
Yeah, let's get into some comments anyway. Firelapster says, is Paul feeling better? And also on that, Ben Pryor with the Blue Super Chat. Thank you, Ben. Welcome back, Paul. I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better. Finally was able to leave quarantine yesterday, which was nice. It was mad being able to go out and have conversations, you know, in the shops and have loose interactions from a distance, of course, with people who aren't in my immediate family. So thanks to everyone for the lovely comments I've had in the last couple of weeks. It's been a big help.
Rachel Ellis, Paul, says, I've said it before, anything to get the season done for us and be crowned champions legitimately. Obviously, it has to be safe for everyone. I think it just kind of echoes what we've all kind of said. That same topic, Johnny Walker says, a mega event in limited locations means we wouldn't need loads of ambulances.
I mean, the start is, again, this is the thing. These are leaked plans. This is like, we've had this over a week or two, the government, you know, drip feeding out their solutions to what happens if you're self-employed, and what happens if you're part of a family, and what happens if you're working in this kind of industry, what happens if you're the teacher, and what happens if you're a frontline worker. And they were drip feeding all this information out, and we had leaks coming out, like, you know, they leaked stuff to the papers, to all the rags, the weekend before. So some people had some information. Yeah, at some point a plan will be put in place, and I suspect that plan will have been scrutinised to the nth degree. From a personal perspective, again, I have to take off the, you know, if it's going to happen, I have to trust that a degree of consideration will have been put into place for the health of all the people involved. And if that's the case, then let's look at it from just a pure spectacle. In 3 months' time, if there's been no football prior to then, or 2 months' time, whatever it is, I think we'll all welcome it as football fans. Just a nice unifying spectacle. I mean, God, loads of people walked out onto the street and clapped, and people were crying. I mean, I know it was for a really good cause and all that kind of stuff, like, but the idea of creating a sense of community and a sense of unity for people, it could actually change football forever, you know, in terms of getting, starting to end some of the tribalism. If we've all got this mega event, like we used to have it when I was a kid with the World Cup, it was a unifying thing, all football fans getting together to watch one, you know, big sporting event. I like the idea, but I'll have to see how it actually shapes out.
Just on that mega event, Paul, do you think in the Midlands, being in the Midlands and London, clubs will have an unfair advantage due to where the mega event is being played? So, you know, it might be a case where teams are playing in their home stadium. I know there's no crowd, but psychologically, is it different? You know, Liverpool are going to be playing at home, as it were, but they might be...
you're talking about the Midlands, you're talking about Wolves, Villa, Leicester. Who else? Is that it? It might be it. Let us know in the comments. I might have missed one there, but the... maybe there'd be a consideration to that. Like, Wolves can't play at Molineux, Villa can't play at Villa Park. That makes a reasonable degree of sense in that. The Midlands things makes kind of sense. The only issue with it is that the biggest issue, I think, around the football stuff is whether people turn up anyway, you know, and that would need a degree of policing as well to have people disperse so they can't come around the stadiums. And at least if you're putting it somewhere, that's going to minimise the amount of people. Like, if Liverpool have a game at home, people are just going to turn up to Anfield. Yeah, and it's because it's easy, because Liverpool fans will turn up. And if you have a game, the vast majority of fans are going to be Wolves, you know, Villa, etc., Leicester fans potentially. But if you then switch it round, yeah, again, we'll have to see what the plans look like.
And just finally on a league return, Paul, it's obviously driven by money, isn't it, if it does come back? But has your mind or perspective changed in anything in the sense that non-league football was... deemed null and void across the weekend? You know, South Shields FC have done a season where they were going to win a league, and they've had that taken from them. Chris Stirrup at AFC Liverpool, our mate, was on the radio the other day as well, kind of talking about their season. I think they were doing pretty well, but it's all, does that play into the hands of, because that's what's convenient for them, because the money's important for them, but they're not getting as much influx of money as the Premier League is?
I mean there's a point at which there's a graph, and again, I have to trust, and it's mad because we don't trust the people running football a lot of the times, because a lot of them are old idiot dinosaurs, but there's a whether it's a Venn diagram or a graph of literally, and there's a cutoff point at which certain levels just need to be sacked off to save them from the some will need to continue for it to survive, and some will need it to be cancelled in order for it to survive in that situation. And I'm hoping that the cutoff point are there means that they will play the rest of footy. Again, I come back to it, I'm selfish. I want to see the footy. I want to see Liverpool win the league title. It kind of is what it is. But yeah, the non-league stuff. I feel dead. Sorry, the story of South Liverpool FC is a really sad one. That they were due to get promotion to the Northwest Counties League, I think, which is a decent standard. They put like building work in place and all kinds to get the ground up to scratch. They play on Jericho Lane in Liverpool. And they've had that took off them as well. Like, so yeah, there's loads of really horrible stories around it. Football's dead important. If I'm sat here, you're sat here, Tom's sat here, I don't know, mixing this, everyone watching this, football is dead important to all of us. Let's not pretend that it's not, even in the face of other things. They're not mutually exclusive. Health is important, the most important thing. But if you've got a one passion in life and it's footy, that's important too, you know.
Cool. I think we're wrapping up there. Paul, just give us a reminder of the Beer 52. Where can people get it from?
Yes, go to beer52.com/redmen to claim your free case. That is 10 free beers, just £4.95 postage that you have to pay. And if you're lucky, you might end up with something as nice as what I've got, and I can't believe it's not LA, which is absolutely getting being sampled responsibly in the coming days. Yeah, thanks very much to everyone for watching. Make sure, of course, you subscribe to this channel if you're enjoying the news. Just click that notification bell to be notified when we go live on a daily basis. We've got some cool stuff coming up for you. And, of course, make sure you go to theredmentv.com. Some really, obviously, trying and unusual and testing times for us at the Red Men over the coming weeks and months. So, yeah, please do go over to the website and sign up. It is just £5 a month, and it does help us to be able to make content for you guys in this rather strange environment. Other than that, thank you very much for watching. Ross, thank you very much. You. Great to see you. So good to see some of the people. And we'll be back with more news later in the week.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.